Today, the Alaska Supreme Court overturned the state's parental notification law for minors seeking abortions. The 2010 voter-approved initiative required an unmarried woman under 18 who wanted to terminate a pregnancy to notify her parents 48 hours before the procedure. A woman could go to court and ask a judge for an exception, but would have had to prove she was either mature enough to make the decision on her own or that she was being abused. The opinion, written by Justice Daniel Winfrey, says that the notification law violates the Equal Protection Clause in the state's constitution. Three judges agreed with that decision, but for different reasons. They say it violates the Privacy Clause. Laura Einstein is chief legal counsel for Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest, one of the plaintiffs in the case. She says the organization knows anecdotally that most underage women do involve their parents when making these decisions, but there's a small group who can't.
The group that we were most concerned about protecting were the ones for whom notifying a parent was risky to their family situation, either because it was an abusive household, it was an unsupportive household, it was a place where there was substance abuse.
The only dissenting justice was Craig Stowers, who wrote that a judicial bypass was a negligible hurdle for young women. But Einstein, with Planned Parenthood, says those measures represent a significant barrier.
At trial, we produced a lot of testimony about what a onerous, daunting, intimidating, and time-consuming option that is.
Einstein says even if a woman went to court and the judge excused her from school, her parents would still be notified that she was absent. Anchorage Republican Senator Mia Costello was one of the sponsors of the ballot initiative before she was elected to office and says she's disappointed in the ruling.
As a parent and as an Alaskan and an American, I think that we're at a time right now where parental involvement and parental rights should be strengthened in our society rather than diminished.
Costello says she will not pursue a similar bill in the next legislative session because she wants to focus on the state's fiscal problems.